Carl Brower is executive analyst for iccars.com, which tracks vehicle sales across the country and by market. He's been doing this for some time and says this year's trend for used car prices is nothing short of crazy.
One we've never really seen before. Most of the time, year to year, used car prices are fairly stable. All the cars are kind of depreciating in value, but the overall transaction prices year to year is about the same. Now, this year, we've seen them go up 16.8% nationally and even higher in some markets. And that's equating to about a $4,000 increase in the average used car price over a 12-month period.
The trend holds just as true in the Roanoke region, where the average used car price has risen almost 16% here in the last 12 months. Brower says there are two main reasons behind all this, starting with COVID-related changes to many people's work and lifestyles.
Last year, there's a whole new contingent of people who want to own a car that didn't before. Maybe they lived in an urban environment and they used Uber or Lyft or public transportation, and for obvious reasons, they decided they didn't want to do that anymore. They've moved into maybe a more rural or suburban environment because they've realized they can work from home.
And on top of that, he says, there's been a supply problem for manufacturers, leading to production restrictions both during and now coming out of the pandemic.
You've got an ongoing restriction in computer chips, global supply shortage of computer chips, which all modern cars need. They're more like computers every year. So when you have a constriction in new car production, people who have current cars don't find the new one they want, and they don't trade their current one in, which causes a constriction in used car supply.
So what does Carl Brower recommend? Well, if you have any choice in the matter and can hang in there for a while, he believes used car price trends will eventually return to the norm.
My general advice for people is if you don't need to swap cars right now, you might be better off waiting. Prices are high, and they'll probably start to settle down toward the first of the year.
But if a used car purchase is in your immediate future, Brower says you'll probably have to suck it up and pay hundreds or perhaps thousands of dollars more for a vehicle than you would have for the same one a year ago. Reporting in depth, Evan Jones, WFIR News.